Okay, folks, this is Pacifica National Board meeting in New York City, February 22nd, 2013. This is Summer Reese, the chair. We are back in open session, although we were scheduled to go into close to finish resolving challenges to seating so that we can finish wrapping up that portion of proceedings and get on with the rest of the business of the foundation. The time now is 2:24 p.m. Eastern, 11:24 Pacific. Is everyone back? Any members that aren't yet sitting at the table, please take your seats. Thank you. And Ms. Medina, before we broke earlier, you had raised a point of order, which I rejected, but I invited you to rephrase it as a motion if you wish to make a motion. Did you wish to go ahead and state that motion at this time regarding seating challenges and see if there's a second, and we'll entertain the issue so that we can hopefully resolve it one way or the other.
Okay.
Thank you.
So,
you going to blind me, Otis? I know how this goes.
I don't know.
Okay, as long as it's only temporary. Thank you. Go ahead, Brenda.
So my motion would be, given the bylaws nomination period for PMB directors, clearly states that nomination should be done by December 31st prior to an election in January, that the... I don't even know how to... The current seated PFW, WPF, about to be seated WPFW directors should not be seated on the basis that they did not get nominated by the December 31st deadline.
Thank you. And as opposed to that, is there a little more to that? They should not be seated, and who's representing PFW?
And the people who did do it by the nomination period, it be seated. So the LSB members who nominated by the December 31st deadline should be
seated as PNB directors.
Seated as, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Brenda. Is there a second?
Second.
I'm sorry, who is the second? Margie Wilkinson is the second. Okay, so that opens up for debate now. I'll take a stack. Anyone wish to motivate Brenda before I go to other people?
Yes.
You're entitled.
So, okay. A couple of things. One is that, again, this discussion, it seems like ad nauseum that we've been talking about following the bylaws. And I, as far as I've been on my sitting for KPFK, have tried to adhere to the bylaws as closely as possible. And upon reading those, it may be up for debate, but as far as I know, it's supposed to be by December 31st. And for me being a fairly newer member to Pacifica, I managed to adhere to that deadline, even though our elections for KPFK did not even reach quorum. If there was such an issue, that should have been brought up to the PFW directors prior, who I guess are still on, the directors that were still on the PMB, that this issue should have been brought up to them to either extend the nominations or anything like that. But the fact that, you know, they took it upon themselves to extend the nomination, I think, is not adhering to our bylaws.
Thank you, Brenda. Did you wish to speak next? Okay, Ms. Rosenberg?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, grab a mic, and I'll take other people.
Well, the bylaws also state a date for which ballots are supposed to go out to the members, and we didn't do it by that date. The bylaws state a date by which the collections at all stations are supposed to be certified. The ballots state a date by which LSB members are to be seated, and that wasn't done on the right date. So if we follow this logic all of the way through, I think we have to unseat all of ourselves and every LSB member throughout the network, except for Los Angeles, because they didn't make quorum, which is the only way that one could possibly have complied with the bylaws in this process. So I think when we're talking about selective interpretation of the bylaws, we have to look at things in context and what was possible and reasonable under the set of circumstances that we were facing.
Thank you. Okay, I see Margie. I see Lydia. Anyone else on stack? Okay, Edwards Tiekert. Do you need a point of information? Okay, I'll put you on stack. Okay. All right, so it's Wilkinson, Brazone, Edwards Tiekert.
Go ahead. Of course, I didn't agree with any of the things that happened around the 2012 election, the extension of deadlines. But those extensions were made by a collective, by this body, which took responsibility for those extensions. That's not what happened at PFW. And the fact of the matter is that that at many stations, at most stations, I think at every other station, the nominations were done by the deadline. At KPFA, we did the nominations before we had the election results because we were concerned about coming up against the deadline. And at KPFK, where in fact there were no results, the nominations were made prior to the deadline. It's very difficult to say that you want to enforce the bylaws in one area and not in another. I'm much more comfortable with the idea that some body takes collective responsibility for extending for changing or violating the bylaws. But in fact, I don't even agree with that. I think in many ways the bylaws need to be changed. I think the bylaws are, you know, someone told me that the bylaws, the bylaws are four times as long as the U.S. Constitution. You know, seems to me, you know, they did a word count and it's four times as long. I mean, we really, there's a lot we need to do. But I don't think it makes any sense to say that that Toni Norman, for example, shouldn't be allowed to sit on this board because a position that he has violates the bylaws, and actually I don't think it does, but in any case, I don't think that makes any more sense than to say that it's okay for somebody to just arbitrarily say that the deadline for filing, for entering nominations has been extended. It's not good. None of these things are good, but in this instance, I see, you know, sort of a clear way to say that, and that is to say that you can't just simply violate the bylaws and not get away with it.
Thank you, Lydia Brazone.
Yes, and in the so in the instance of all of the extensions that were granted throughout the year, and that the PMB did violate its own bylaws, as I objected to as well. The fact of the matter is that we could have had challenges. As it stands, we've had complaints, but we haven't been challenged in court on those issues. That's the difference, is that there are four directors who, I'm not saying court, but they are challenging the results of this process right now. That's one. The other thing is, at KPFK, we had results. They were not what we wanted. We didn't make quorum, but we were waiting for those results. So that wasn't the criteria by which we all noticed, you know, by December 31st. Nobody likes to spend the holidays noticing and figuring out that everybody gets nominated, but we all had to do it. So to go along with what happened at PFW holds the other stations and holds them to a different standard than the rest of the stations by which all of us made an effort to be nominated in a timely fashion. And so I think that's the issue. Nothing personal. The four directors seem absolutely great. I've had conversations with a couple of them. I support what they're bringing to the table. I think enriches the board, quite frankly. That's not it. It's just that we've been going down this slippery slope for the 2 years that I've been on the board. It's hard to find a bylaw that we haven't violated. It's really serious. And continuing breaches are inexcusable based on the fact, oh, well, we violated it last week, so that we can do it this week. That's just not the way it's supposed to be. And at the end of the day, if we end up going down the tubes, we're going to be responsible individually. And if we end up going down the tubes, we may not find an insurance company. We had a hard enough time trying to find an insurance company that would cover us. And, you know, we were without for a short period of time. So let's not get all comfy just because we're having our food paid for, that we're going to have the litigation paid for. So we have to assume personal responsibility and take it very seriously.
Thank you. Brian Edwards-Seeger.
So What date was the election at WPFW concluded? What date were their results? December 28th? Mm-hmm. So it was before the deadline, 31st deadline?
Yes.
So the delay of the election... Okay. Was there any vote by any body within Pacifica to extend the deadline?
No. Not nationally.
So who extended it?
I'm sorry, what do you mean? The overall elections deadline?
No, I'm sorry. The nominating deadline for PNB directors.
I don't know that it was extended. It was the overall election cycle that was extended there because of quorum issues. But no, I'm not aware that anyone specifically made a motion to extend that deadline. That's why we're here discussing it.
Well, I'll just say, I think it's a ridiculous clause in our bylaws. I don't know why it exists. I also think we need to follow our bylaws, and I'd like advice of counsel on this one before we vote on it.
Yes, and what I had suggested in my discussion with counsel is, and again, my apologies to the public, I will just keep doing that today, is that we have open session here to discuss the matter, and then when it's time for counsel to opine, we'll go back into closed session long enough for him to give us his opinion on this matter, and then we'll go back into open again. And then we'll go back into closed. Okay, thank you, Brian. But yes, I did expect everyone would want to hear from counsel, but we'll have to go into closed session for that. I have Benito Diaz, followed by Luzette King, John Crumshaw, and Teresa Allen. Go ahead, Benito. Please take a microphone.
Janice.
Oh, and I'm sorry, Janice. I didn't see that you had raised your hand. Sorry. Go ahead, Benito. You need the mic, though, so they can hear you on the stream, okay? Thank you.
Well, first of all...
Bring it closer, because they really can't hear you if you're too far away. Sorry.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Almost.
Benito. Okay, so number one... No one consciously tried to extend, no one at PFW tried to extend anything. The fact is that the custom at PFW, and I can't speak to whether it's proper or incorrect, but the custom has been, as far as I know, that the chair of the LSB submits a list of all eligible LSB members who are eligible to become, who are eligible for the PNB by the deadline. That's what we have always done. This time, under the chairmanship or chairpersonship of Tony Norman, that did not occur. Why that did not occur, I don't know. You have to ask him. You know, the only names submitted were those submitted by Campbell Johnson. Why did the rest of us not do that? Well, I'll tell you why I didn't do that. Number one, because we were told during the election process over and over and over again at every single turn that, oh, okay, well, the such and such is... is delayed, so we I'll get back to you. The local election supervisor would tell us, since such and such is delayed, this can't happen until such and such, and so I'll get back to you and tell you when the date, the new deadline for this or that is. Well, after you've been told that so many times during the process, then you have to assume, maybe as an idiot, but nevertheless, as an idiot, at least I assume that, well, the election supervisor is going to tell us when the deadline is.
Yep.
Well, none of that occurred. Okay. Furthermore, going back in time, the individual who is trying to promote the unseating of the elected, the elected PNB members, number one, nominated himself, which I understand the bylaws to not permit. Well, that's my understanding. I could be wrong.
It's not in there, no.
Anyway, the point is that back I said that for to go forward. You know, I said that because this issue came up in, I think it was May of 2008, when a prior PFW election did not meet quorum. And so the seating of the new LSB, the new LSB did not get seated until May of 2008. And at that time, this same individual, Campbell Johnson, because I ain't got no problems with naming names, this same person, along with the other same person, A.C. Byrd, are the same people who complained at that time but then participated in the process. So they participated in the nomination process in May of 2008, when the deadline was December 31st of 2007. And here it is again. They complain that we didn't meet the deadline of December 31st of 2012, but they also participated in the nomination process again, not only on December the 31st of 2012, but also in January, on January 30th or whatever the date was, of 2013. So it's like they want to have their cake and eat it too. So we don't meet the deadline. And the PFW don't meet the deadline, but one person does, and he nominates four people. And then when the LSB decided to hold the election, that, oh, we got a new deadline, so let me participate in the new deadline so I can be covered either way. So what's it going to be? And my last point, and I'll shut up, is what is it that we're trying to enforce here? Because I hear people talking about we have to be consistent, we have to enforce the bylaws, and I'd be the first one to agree. But are we trying to enforce the letter or the spirit? Are we trying to enforce a process, a democratic process, or are we simply trying to keep people out? And the bottom line of all this is, if you all, I mean, y'all can vote to unseat me. I don't really have a problem with that personally. You know, but it ain't about me or any one of the other individuals. But it's about the process. And the democratic process at PFW was that after Campbell Johnson and AC went along, and Gloria, and Kiana, who didn't come today, you know, after they didn't get what they wanted the first time, then they renominate themselves the second time. When we had the vote, they didn't get elected. So the bottom line is, they participated in the democratic process when we finally did have the vote. None of them were elected. So what is it that you all pretend to do? You're going to unseat democratically elected representatives in favor of democratically unelected representatives. Now, you tell me what kind of sense that makes.
Thank you. Lizette King?
Thank you, Chair. It might seem strange, but I actually welcome this challenge. And it exposes a few things. In 2008, we had what I would term, for the second time, tyranny of the majority. If you notice, it's the same 2008 where we had an LSB not taking any notice of anybody with respect to advice of the elections. It's that same body that voted, I believe, with the help of the then general counsel to move a motion that any we didn't have a quorum for that election, and the motion was anybody who did not participate in that election would give way to those people who participated in the election that didn't have a quorum. That was the kind of stuff we had going on. I think this PNB should be ashamed, because they knew, and some of them around this table, they knew about the tyranny of the majority at PFW. And so now come to this, no problem, I'll deal with it. But hear this. I understand from the former chair of the board, LSB, that Mr. Campbell did bring the matter to his attention that we need to meet the deadline. Why that was not told to the rest of us? Maybe we need to find out. But here is what the rules say in Article 5, Section 3A. And bear with me. Any current delegate of any class of members may nominate any other current delegate of any class of members serving the same radio station for the office of director, provided that the nominee has served at least 1 year as a delegate for that radio station. Said, and listen to this, said nominations shall be given in writing to the recording secretary for the radio station, local station board, by December 31st to the election of directors in January. I was at my mother's place in Philadelphia waiting what we call it All Year's Night. We believe at midnight all the ghosts who were let loose on November 1st would go home. So I was staying home, staying up. And there appeared an email with from Mr. Johnson nominating himself and three other people. Nobody. Last night was the first time I ever heard that Mr. Johnson brought this attention to the chair. And it's who was the recording secretary at the time? It was not addressed to the recording secretary as far as I'm concerned. So what are we doing here? And more than that, this body should have met in January. What are you doing here in February? Do you understand the point I'm making? But nonetheless, I am happy. I'm really happy that the PNB is taking time to address the issues of violation of its laws. Very happy about it. And I hope it will continue. Because the more we violate our laws, the more difficult we make it, and the more money we're going to lose. But any case, you want to tell us go home? We'll go home, and we'll have another election based on what you stipulate. We're at your mercy.
Thank you. John Crumshaw.
After that very eloquent speech by someone whose position on the board is being challenged, I really appreciate your having the courage to speak up. I would encourage people to look at the spirit of the law as opposed to the letter of the law. When someone seizes on a technicality and says that something in the bylaws requires a certain submission by a certain date, and everything else is thrown out, then we have to have a balancing test. And the balance would be, people went through an election process and won. But their election should be thrown out because somebody else submitted paperwork and lost, but did it according to the bylaws. So in making that kind of decision and evaluating the situation, how would we go about doing it? Well, one of them would be to go to Robert's rules for making nominations. And in this case, it's one that I'm sure would find favor with people who want to learn more, Robert's Rules for Dummies. And to quote, it says, your group's rules and customs determine when floor nominations are accepted. According to Robert's rules, at any rate,
bless you.
bless you too. The point is that, according to Robert's rules, it's the custom of the group. Well, let's take a look at the custom of the group. This was brought up at the local station board at KPFK, and I objected at the time, knowing nothing about what was happening, but to the process, which I thought was blindsiding people. As a new member of the PMB, I now was paying attention when I heard those three letters, and I thought, ah, this means something. Let me focus. I didn't know what the issue was, but I knew the process was wrong. And the more I look into it, the more I see that the process is wrong, and trying to hold on to a very weak argument such as a filing deadline really shows that someone needs to focus a little bit broader and look at the overall picture. Now, Terry Goodman, who is very knowledgeable, and he serves as our person who puts the information on the website, we have our recordings on the website, brought up a very important issue. What is the custom, at least at KPFK, the custom established is that a person can be nominated from the floor. And he pointed out an example. Leslie Radford was nominated from the floor. She was not nominated by the deadline, and she won the election to the LSB. So that was precedent. That was he mentioned the PNB. She maybe later was elected to the LSB, but he was talking about her initial election. That's what I understood. I may be in error, but the point is that that was established. Now, in delving further into Roberts, it's very clear that unless the organization's bylaws prohibit a procedure, unless the bylaws say that it cannot be from the floor, for example, I belong to the Lions Club, and the Lions Club that I belong to has a section in the bylaws that prohibits nominations from the floor. If that were in the bylaws, I would be in agreement. But this is not in the bylaws. So what is the precedent? Well, let's look at our own bylaws. We've already heard about the December 31st deadline. But I want to reiterate a point that I made earlier. Section C, right after the election, seating of station representative directors. Quote, all newly elected station representative directors shall be seated at the meeting of the Board of Directors held in late January each year when their terms shall commence. This meeting is not held in late January, but it's clear that we have been elected. And I would interpret that as soon as this meeting was called to order, the terms of the newly elected people commenced. I would urge everyone to look at these issues from a broader perspective and recognize the importance of what we're saying to understand the total picture and to see that in moving forward and getting beyond these issues, we're actually accomplishing something by allowing our fine representatives from Washington, D.C., who are here to join their colleagues in moving Pacifica to a higher level. I think once we decide to do that, we'll all benefit. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Teresa Allen, followed by Janice Lane Ewart, followed by Katia Stitt, and Brenda Medina, and Serene Roberts.
I want to thank John for some points which I thought were very logical. I just want to say that as serving on the election committee, we've been told many times, you know, our national election supervisor, you have to give this person deference or give this person they're the decision maker, and this person decided to
extend repeatedly, such that I needed a grid to keep track of, you know, who had met quorum and what was happening. It changed so many times. Being on the national committee, it was very, very confusing. I mean, to start with, I mean, I'm sorry, I apologize, but I was one of those people that helped write the bylaws. And I never, never intended to have our elections during national and state and local elections. Never intended people to be making their statements and competing on air for, you know, for airtime with candidates that people that our communities need to know about for national election. And then during the holiday season, I never intended for people when they were getting all of this political literature and holiday cards and baking cookies and all of the things that they felt they needed to do for Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or Christmas or whatever to have us our national elections, which made it to me, our station election made it very difficult for us to reach quorums. So when I saw these constant extensions, repeated extensions, I was confused, and I can understand how the people at WPFW could have gotten confused. And I feel that this was a unique situation with 24 people running, and it's really sad that they were so confused that, as was said, we're enforcing a letter rather than the spirit of what I think was happening in the bylaws. That corollary, is the term corollary? The extension of time should have been extended together, a number of things extended. And I think that a logical conclusion would have been that the deadline should have been clear to everyone, and it should have been extended to kind of fit rather than have everybody rush at the last minute to try to meet some sort of deadline that they were confused about. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker is Janice Lanier.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I find myself sitting here wondering if maybe I should be in an episode of Perry Mason. And you may find that funny, but the point I'm hoping to make is that there are a series of actions which to date I'm unfamiliar with. Certain specific things happened at a specific time and dates by which things happened. I'm at a disadvantage because I don't have a visual timeline that I can review that sets in my mind a specific set of actions that happen at a specific time, at which point, after my review, I would be able to ask intelligent questions relative to this fact. The fact that I'm here as a new board member, and there's been excuse me for those who do not know me, because I'm very direct. But as a new board member, I've not been provided with any background information, though I am asked to take a leadership position and vote yes, no, or abstain on a situation that is paramount to the continuation of the meeting for the rest of these 3 days. And I have nothing for which I can base my information on other than what I hear around the table. And so far, everything that I've heard has not allowed me to understand what it is I'm going to vote on at some period in time. To be more specific, I believe I'm understanding that there were two sets of individuals that were put forth. I don't know who those individuals are. I don't know by what dates information was forwarded to the national election supervisor. And I could go on with saying the level of confusion at which I find myself. And I have to say that there's either fault at the board level or at the staff level for not having some clear-cut definable information by which anyone who was required to take a vote today has had an opportunity to review.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to address that very quickly. Everything you're saying makes a lot of sense for all of the new members. This is a very unusual situation. In the 3 years I've been on the board, there's never been a competing delegation sent to challenge the seating of the elected members on the board. It doesn't mean you don't need some background information, but this is not something that's necessarily ever occurred before. In terms of the deadlines, yes, you're correct. The December 31st deadline is what is in the bylaws. Unfortunately, every other deadline associated with these elections has been extended. So the bylaws were violated repeatedly during the elections process by starting the elections late and at various points along the way. And I can't say that I know the date that the secondary set of nominations occurred, but the members who are challenging are the ones that nominated by December 31st
and January 3rd.
January 3rd, 4 days later? 30th. Okay, so at the end of the following month is when the rest of the people were nominated. And then, no?
No, I'm wrong.
Okay, subsequently, let's leave it at subsequently. December 31st is what's in the bylaws as a deadline. The elections period had been extended, and obviously there was a communications issue there. The people who are sitting at the board here were subsequently nominated, and then there was an election, and they were elected at their station. We may be able to get you some further dates, but that is the crux of the matter. The bylaws list a specific date. All the other dates had been extended. Clearly, some people are operating under the theory that that date had been extended as well because they didn't know, and other people were not.
Okay. So one other point of clarification.
Yes.
In what I've just absorbed, am I to understand that there were two different set of delegates?
Correct. We have the delegates that were elected that are sitting here at this table, and the delegates that were nominated by the deadline in the bylaws but were not elected at the subsequent election.
Okay.
So the real issue is, you know, the people who were elected weren't nominated by that deadline, and the people who were nominated by that deadline were not elected.
And there are specific facts surrounding why that happened, for which no one is speaking to? Or am I supposed to guess?
Well, the specific facts are that for the entire election cycle, the elections themselves for the entire network started more than 2 months after the required time that they start in the bylaws. So the national election supervisor told me there was no way he could certify the elections as being in compliance with the bylaws on multiple grounds. He could only certify certain portions as being in compliance because they were out of compliance before he was even hired. Stations that were in danger of not meeting quorum had their deadlines for the elections extended. WPFW was one of those stations. In fact, they did reach quorum 3 days before that nominations deadline, and they, you know, concluded their elections. But apparently there was no communication that went out to the board that said, you know, the nomination deadline for PNB members is 3 days from now. And I think because their elections deadline had been extended, some people are clearly operating under the theory that everything had been extended or weren't thinking about it at all, potentially, you know. But, you know, they had had their elections period extended past that deadline. And, in fact, they reached quorum before they got all the way to the extension. But it really comes down to the fact that the election cycle was off schedule from its very beginning, and certain stations had their deadlines extended, and that created some confusion, obviously. So I'll take the rest of the people, but I still have several people on stack before I get to you. Katia is next. Katia, then Brenda, then Serene, and then who are the people that just raised their hands? Okay, Janet, Carolyn, and Jessica. Okay, so Katia is next. Please, here, put the microphone closer.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just want to respond to my colleague's inquiry. We held the special meeting for the election of PNB directors on January 30th. So my assumption is that a few days after that, the list was submitted. I mean, I'm sorry, the list was submitted earlier either that week or the week prior. I'm not sure of the exact
date. Of the nominations.
Of the nominations.
Okay.
So sometime mid-January, I suspect. This point is redundant, but I do feel it's important to make it again that the nominations that went in on the 31st should have gone in, should have been sent in by the recording secretary. And in fact, they were sent in directly by Mr. Johnson. They did not go to the secretary. Bruce Wolf was the recording secretary still because we had not had elections yet.
Don't respond to the audience.
Oh,
just go ahead and
sorry.
Say what you have to say.
Okay.
Please.
Well, I didn't see that communique. So, to my mind, and what's been pointed out, is that it's still in violation of the bylaws, even if it were sent in on the 31st, if it were not sent in by the recording secretary.
To the recording secretary.
Oh, I'm sorry. By it. To the
okay, we understand.
We didn't have a recording secretary.
Next person on stack is Brenda Medina.
Okay, a couple of things. When I first ran in 2010, there were deadlines in the bylaws that I had to adhere to. I had to make sure that I had my KPFK, I was a member of KPFK prior to the July 31st deadline or the June 30th deadline because it was extended. I had to make sure that I submitted my paperwork in order to run as a candidate. Now, this is very important because deadlines are set for a reason. And, you know, the same thing as voting, like, in regular elections. If you vote by mail and you miss the election, guess what? Your vote doesn't count. The same idea should apply here to this foundation. And I would recommend to everybody, if you haven't done so already, please download the Pacifica bylaws. Those should be your Bible. You know, as soon as I was even nominated in 2010, I printed out the entire bylaws so I could look over them. And I think that's a simple responsibility that we should take upon ourselves in order to make sure that, one, we're following the rules. Two, if we have any questions, these are our guiding documents in supplement with Robert's Rules of Order, because Robert's Rules of Order doesn't trump the bylaws. And I would really recommend people, like, if they have questions, to refer to them, especially if we're on a board of the of. We're not even on the local board anymore. We're on a national board. That we really look, make it our duty in order to look over this stuff, because that's very important. And the fact that it slipped people's minds, it shouldn't go that way, and it shouldn't fly. That's it.
Thank you. Next on stack is Serene Roberts.
Okay, thanks. The deadline for hiring an election supervisor, and there will be elections again this year, and the deadline is March 1st, I believe. So let's make sure that whatever else happens or doesn't happen, we do that hire on time. It's not looking good since I don't know that ads have been posted, and today's the 22nd of February. But the NES was supposed to have been hired on March 1st. The former ED, I believe, did not hire him until middle of May, about 2.5 months late. So to say things were off track would be an understatement. It got worse when the IED then decided that she was extending the nomination deadlines further than it had been set because she didn't feel that, as I understand it, and you can correct me when I'm done if I'm incorrect in relaying this, but I understand that you feel there wasn't sufficient new blood or something of that sort. So we then had a new late nomination deadline. Then we had problems with meeting quorum, which is based on having 10% of the listeners in each area and 25% of the staff in each listening area participate, you know, return ballots. Then we had the results coming in to the centralized location in Long Island. I believe KPFA was certified first, and then Houston, and then D.C., then New York, and finally K could not be certified because they didn't meet quorum. But regardless of the time that the elections were called in one direction or another, and there are some issues about that as well, the deadline for nominating directors, which has nothing to do with an election supervisor, the election supervisors are done when the election is done and the election is certified. There are not permanent positions within the foundation. They have no responsibilities for us beyond, you know, certifying that aspects of the election were valid and complied with many of our bylaws. But once you started violating the bylaws, we know that in terms of the timeline, it was a continuing pattern. It was going to happen. However, those dates were well noticed to everyone within the foundation. There's a centralized election website. They had local election websites. Actually, I thought John Bush at PFW was one of the people doing a better job of keeping people current in terms of the information being put forth on that website. So I just want to say that to clarify, in case anyone's at all confused about whether or not he was doing his job. And I don't know John Bush beyond having seen him at the station. So there was a problem in terms of when people got the final results, but it is important to recognize that of the five stations within the network, four of them got their nominations in by the deadline, and that deadline never changed and was not affected by anything else that was changing or shifting or whatever the case is, you know, because people seem to have different levels of confusion about what was going on, and that's fine. You know, I mean, nothing is completely uniform. No one is expected to be an expert on everything. But it's important to recognize also that the people who are eligible to become directors are people who have served a year on their local board. So while PFW has a lot of new people because their previous election, and maybe even the election before that, didn't meet quorum, wasn't certified, so they ended up having to elect an entirely full board, but all 24 people, all 24 seats were up for election. And some of those people are new and may not have known about the deadline, but they were also not eligible to run. Everyone who is eligible to run, including people who were around in 2003 and 2004 and have previously served on the PNB, have served on the governance committee for extended periods of time, have served as officers previously on the PFW LSB, all those people, some of whom, you know, are among the contested candidates now, all of them knew or should have known because they've gone through previous directors' elections multiple years in many cases. They knew the deadline was the 31st. So I don't understand this brand new, I had no clue what was happening thing. And I don't mean this in a personal way because I actually I'm quite fond of some of the people.
delivered, sir.
You know, I'm not going to I'm going to be clear about what I feel. But you know, I'm actually fond of some of the people who are at issue here. On you know, whatever. Okay. But to say we have the unilateral right to change a deadline that the rest of the network is required to observe, and that we can change it, and I don't even know if we, because I don't know that we've had a direct answer. I think Brian asked what was the process by which the deadline suddenly became January 30th. This was an issue. If Campbell got his nominations in by the 31st, it means it was at least an issue by the 31st. So what happened between the 31st of December, when you said, oh, shoot, we missed the deadline, and January 30th? Maybe that's a rhetorical question. But the fact is, again, the people who were eligible to serve knew or should have known. The rest of the network had to comply, and the bylaws trump Robert's rules, but where the bylaws are silent, Robert's rules apply. And the bylaws say you have to have been nominated by the 31st of December. And Robert's rule says if the number of people nominated are represent or equal the number of openings, then they're deemed to have been elected. And since there were three listeners and one staff person properly nominated by the 31st, then they are, as I understand English, which is not, you know, my language of choice, it's just the only one I learned, I know, they're the body. They're the delegation from Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Serene. Okay, the next speakers are Janet Colin, followed by Carolyn Burton, followed by Jessica Polinar, followed by Teresa Allen, and then Benito Diaz. And folks, there's a small amount of foundation business we should try to conduct today. So I've even had people fly in from the West Coast on their own dime to present to us today. So I certainly intend that we get to that this afternoon, even if we don't accomplish a whole lot else. Okay. So, please go ahead.
Education camp here. And since both the issues that have been brought by WPFW concern either a muddying of the bylaws willfully or by haphazardly or through stupidity, I wonder, first of all, in what way the two issues are linked? Are they linked because of this muddying bylaws situation? And also, since two of the members from the PFW delegation have seem to volunteer to withdraw your names from membership, I'm wondering what remedies it is that you... Well, you said, I don't care. Whatever it is, you don't care. Yeah. Lizette did say that, and I thought, Benito, I thought you also did say that if certain remedies didn't happen, you don't mind if you were unseated.
No, I think she said that go back to PFW and revote the situation.
I see. But I wanted to know what remedies you are asking for from this board.
Okay, we shouldn't have crosstalk. Each set of people it's my impression that they wish to remain seated. Am I incorrect in that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so they're not actually seeking remedies. It's the people that are not seated that are seeking the remedies, frankly. I'm sorry?
You should ask them.
Well, but she directed it this way, so... yeah. But anyway, this isn't a Q&A with the audience. That isn't how it works. This is the board. Not to put a fine point on it, it's costing listeners about $5,000-$6,000 for us to decide who's going to decide how we spend the listeners' money today. That's what we're doing today. That's today. That's what we're doing. So not helping save a station or anything else. It's just us dealing with us. Carolyn Burton.
Yeah, this is perhaps a side point, but I do think it's important, and it goes to intent. And to the custom, at WBAI we have one person who used to be the secretary who takes it upon himself at every election to submit a list of the entire eligible candidates properly and before December 31st. And then he announces that he's done that, and then people say, oh, why did you nominate that person? And he said, I just nominated everybody eligible, regardless of how I feel about them or whether they're in my faction or not. This is very good. Renato, you say it used to be the custom for the chair to do that. Perhaps if we had, or the bylaws designated a person responsible for doing that, or for making sure that everybody was notified or re-notified. But I can see that the confusion over the extension of the deadline again and again would cause people to blur or forget or just assume that the December 31st deadline didn't obtain because none of the other deadlines obtained. Why should that one be respected? And the problem I really see is that the four people who understood the December 31st deadline and just accidentally happened to fill the same requisite number of seats with the requisite job descriptions, stole a march and did not have the collegial courtesy or the consideration for democracy at their stations to notify the entire board that December 31st was coming up. They were going to nominate themselves, and why didn't everybody else remember that there was a deadline too? I think that goes to me to the heart of the intent, and I think that is pretty bad. I would just like not to hear any more from those people about democracy and love of Pacifica and respect for the bylaws. Thank you very much.
What is the point of order, please?
That seems to me to verge on disparagement, and I would ask you to consider that and to ask the member to refrain from such. The implication is clear, Madam Chair.
I understand, but if I were to bring people to order every time they made an implication of disparagement, we'd conduct even less business.
We might
than we
get
know.
Something done and learn to respect each other.
I would like
that.
People to be respectful, but
point of personal privilege.
And the audience, frankly, was allowed to name names in the most. It is what it is. We're free speech. Yes.
Yes, I apologize for that particular member's disparagement of you in a. Rather offhanded statement that was not terribly respectful. So if we're going to start
Thank
looking
you.
At people, I would like to bring that point up again.
Points
thank you.
Thank you. And folks, I just cannot stress to you enough, being in the IED position, how aware I am of how much trouble we are in as an organization and how, frankly, distasteful all of this is, that this is what we do. This is what we do instead of Save This Network. I don't care if people disparage me. I really do not. It is not
exactly.
worth one moment of my breath to say I'm insulted by anything because I'm not here over that. So please, folks, if we're going to stop to correct each other because we phrase something in a way that offends, you know, direct attacks on people using their names, that kind of stuff, I'm going to say please stop doing that. But just sort of like this group, that group, it's what we do.
Madam Point. Chair.
Point of
like
information.
Personal privilege.
Yes.
Were you insulted by my request?
No, but what you have to understand is I let this stuff slide off my back like water off a duck. I didn't even notice.
I'm sorry. That wasn't my question. My question to you was, did you feel insulted by what I said by asking for a point of order?
I am not insulted even when I am directly attacked.
Okay.
It is not worth my time.
Point of information,
I'd like to move
Chair.
To recess.
Thank you. Well, I would just like to finish the stack on this subject, and then we will go to closed session so that people can ask.
Point
I'm
of
sorry.
Information,
I
Chair.
Think if we took a 5-minute timeout, we'd be much better.
Oh, I disagree.
Right
this
is
I am
not
sorry.
Point of
propose,
information.
I just want to propose that we take a 5-minute break. Reconvene in executive session to get answers from the attorney.
No, I'm sorry.
Point of information.
No, we have a stack. We are going to finish the open stack, and then we'll go to closed session. When we take 5-minute breaks, they're 25-minute breaks because people go off and they get out there. It's not going to happen. We're going to go through the stack, and when we're finished with open, I'm going to politely ask the audience to adjourn again, and we'll hear from counsel, and then we'll come back into open, and we'll make a vote, and we'll try to get something done today.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes, Ms. King.
If we go back to what we're discussing, I just want to ask you if you can tell us whether there is a presumption in the bylaws that there ought to have been a new LSB meeting by the end of December.
Well, presumptively, when everything is on calendar, on track, yes, you would do those various, you would do your officer election in December and your PNB director's election in January. And then we would be having this meeting a month ago. So it goes back to the fact that the entire calendar was off schedule from the moment it began last year.
So not only did we not meet the 31st deadline, we did not have, and it's a question, we did not have a new LSB meeting by the 31st of December.
Because you did not yet have your
Thank
new board you. Composed.
Thank
correct.
You.
Jessica Apollinar is next on stack. I've got you, Lydia. Don't worry.
Okay, folks, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. honestly, these things for my new colleagues, when we shouldn't have be even having this discussion at this meeting. This should have taken place last week, 2 weeks ago. I give you a suggestion exactly. that I've learned from my own LSB moments. We need exactly. to work on this between meetings. We haven't even approved an agenda today. I am so angry that we are wasting the listeners' money now. At this moment, I'm hearing people attack each other. I don't think we should be here, you know, doing this. So we need to approve agenda. I'd like to move on to that. And if there's any discussion that needs to happen, we need to move this to the appropriate committee. If you have any questions, fine. Email someone. You know, get a hold of one of us before the meeting if there's something confusing. It is confusing, and I think it's by design that these are happening. I have seen boards waste time. So if we can move along on the agenda and move along on this, I would really love that.
Thank you. Teresa Allen is next, followed by Lydia Brazone. And if we get wrapped up on the open session discussion, we could go to closed and resolve this one way or the other.
Thank you very much, Janice, for bringing up the point that you don't quite understand this process. In our bylaws, it says that by October 15th, we should have the quorums met and the vote should be counted and people should know that they are elected and they should be seated in December. Yeah. And then you have a meeting in December and you elect the officers. Right. And after your officers are elected, then you have nominations for the national board and usually have that meeting then in January. But the WPFW did not have the officers of their LSB in December, and you can't be both. So if I were a WPFW, I would want to know if I was going to be an officer. Then I would want to know if I can run for the national board. But all of that was messed up. Thank you.
You have to be on for a year.
Okay. So, a couple of things in response to what Jessica had said. The board majority voted against seating the new members on January 31st, where we could hash this out, because we all knew this is not news that there were going to be these challenges. And then at the in-person meeting, we would have been dealing with real business. It's what happened in 2011. And also in 2011, it was very conspicuous to the board, I mean to the court rather, when there was a challenge by Rodrigo Argueta here at KPFK, and we had to go to court over a seating of our KPFK elected member as well, because that ballot had everybody on the LSB on this ballot, which ended up confusing like a new member. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the court is like, what are you guys doing? I mean, what is this? So ever since then, we have not had. So this prescription of just having the secretary list everybody who's eligible, that's why we have specific nominations. Not everybody wants to run. It's the same thing. Before you run, you decide. The elections for your board chairs are, you know, usually before the PMB. But the difference here is that the PMB voted to have extensions on all those things, and the PMB, including the PMB majority, could have extended that or made some motion. Let's continue breaching and let's extend everybody's PMB. We considered this in the elections committee, which was never voted on by the PMB, to extend, you know, the election, because some of us didn't have the results, but never to extend the nominations date, because that wasn't an issue. That is not dependent on those election results, because you can nominate people in case they're going to win. You can nominate people in case you make quorum or don't make quorum, etc., which is what we did at KPFK. We didn't get our election results till mid-January. So anyway, so I just want to take that into consideration. I do not advocate listing everybody who's eligible on a ballot. It really leads to confusion, and the court agreed back in 2011.
Before I go to Nancy, I need to correct part of what you said, Lydia. It wasn't the entire board that was listed on the ballot. They're two separate issues. Nominating everybody on the email list is one thing. The confusion in that ballot wasn't because the entire board was on the ballot. It's because the staff and the listener election were done on the same ballot, which is a violation of our rules, and it confused two new members who didn't know they were voting for the two separate categories or classes of members. That is the issue. It wasn't the entire board that was on there. The court ended up ruling to put this member on the board anyway, but that was the crux of the confusion, and I don't think it was done intentionally. It was just both listener and staff reps were on one ballot. So, we are going in executive, but Nancy Henschel wants to ask a question. After Nancy, I would like, yes, because quite frankly, there's going to come a time certain where we're going to go to the person who's flown out here to make his presentation, even if we don't do one other thing today.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ms. Henschel.
All right, I'm sorry if this has already been addressed. It was such a wonderful lunch, and I had to go down and get a Coke to wake up. So it just correct me if this has already been addressed.
Sure.
But our bylaws are real clear that, you know, when you're having an election for a PNB, that you may nominate someone else, but you can't nominate yourself. We ran into that little problem at KPFT, and it was a little bit of a small problem that got worked out. But you know, my concern is that if this is what the bylaws say, then that has to be taken into serious. I mean, it's the bylaws. But did someone bring that up earlier?
Briefly, but you're frankly elucidating it, and counsel's making note of it, so we can discuss it in closed session as well. All right, folks. Have we exhausted, if not our patience, what we need to discuss in public? Okay, gentle members of the public, again, I prevail upon you with all courtesy to please leave the room so that we may finish this up in an executive session. I can't tell you exactly when we're coming back into open. We'll have to come into open to announce the results before going back into closed and to take a vote in open if necessary, but probably about half an hour.